Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Amber and we got Taylor, everybody. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi, Amber and Taylor. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Are you excited to be here today?
We're so excited.
Yes. And you're looking so extra. You look like you're ready to go out on the town, like right now, like serious.
I mean, we might be later.
Because what's happening today?
We are graduating
from
college, Miami University.
Wow.
College. And what majors are you going out into the world with to change everyone's lives?
I am majoring, or I did major in English, and then also media and culture.
That's Amber.
Nice. So yes. What are you going to do with that?
I did some internships in like sales and marketing and things like that. So in that realm.
In that realm. All right.
Okay. Taylor, what about you?
I'm going to be a teacher.
Oh, nice.
Oh, who are we teaching?
Middle schoolers. I don't know what I was thinking.
The bravest of the bunch,
I am.
Right?
I am.
So you've already done your student teaching,
yeah,
right?
I finished yesterday.
And you still want to do it?
Kind of. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Congratulations to you both. That's wonderful accomplishment. Job well done. So how long have you been friends?
About 7 years.
Yes.
So you met in high school?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And best friends all along?
Yeah, we lived together all through college.
So after graduation, are we going to continue to live together?
No, she's leaving me for a boy.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Checking up.
I'm moving to Columbus.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys look kind of related. Do people ever tell you that you guys could be sisters?
Not usually.
I see it too.
Do you?
I do. Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
All right. So she's leaving for a boy. Where are you going to live now?
I'm at home right now to pay off my debt.
With
because
mom and
Miami
dad.
Was not gracious about their pricing. So,
so there you know. You are.
College ain't cheap.
It's not cheap.
Nope. Nope. Yeah.
So. Miami, you live in Ohio, it's cheaper, but
it's
still pricey. But,
yeah. It'll still cost you.
You know.
So what do you guys do for fun?
Definitely go out to eat. We do that
we
a
love
lot.
To eat. Mm-hmm. We love to drink.
Yeah. Go to Ulta, buy makeup.
Yes. We're not too exciting.
That's fun. But you guys worked together too, didn't you, for a while?
Yeah, we did. For about 3 years almost.
Almost 3 years.
Doing what?
We served over at a restaurant. It was called Scotty's. They just changed their name to Gaslight now. But yeah, we served there together.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
That was fun.
I bet that was. That's a great college job, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Let's kick somebody out. Let's go.
All right.
So my understanding is Taylor's going to be answering questions about Amber, right?
Yes.
Okay, Amber, we'll see you in a few minutes then. She's going off to the Jeff and Jen isolation booth. And now that Amber is safely out of listening range, Jen, whenever you're ready.
Jeans, leggings, yoga pants, or sweats?
Leggings.
How many holes does she have in her left ear?
One.
Who at her work, I'd say let's put this at your work when you were working together. Who at your work would be most likely to clog a toilet?
Our manager, Sam.
Yeah, the manager. Trouble. Who in her family thinks you're a bad influence on her?
Maybe her mom.
Maybe mom?
Probably not.
And why would mom think that, you think?
We like to drink together a lot. Mm. So maybe I'm not the best influence always, but she's not either. So
you're going to turn her into an alcoholic. How do you feel about that?
You know what happens. What are you going to do, right?
And fifth and final, what's the most disgusting sexual experience she's ever had?
Well, she always has boyfriends, so the one in between, I guess, probably with this one dude who's from Belgium.
Do the men in Belgium do things differently?
They do.
What do they do?
They are horrible kissers, apparently.
That's it.
Good to know.
Too much slobber?
Yes.
Too much tongue.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're going with Belgium guy?
Belgium tongue guy.
We're going to go with Belgium tongue guy.
All right. Now that Taylor has answered all five, we're going to bring Amber back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Taylor's. Come on back, Amber.
I'm nervous.
All right.
No, let's win you guys some money. You're college grads. You're unemployed.
We need it back.
One of you's living at home for the love. Let's give them some money, right?
Help me, please.
All right. First question is worth $10.
Jeans, leggings, yoga pants, or sweats?
Definitely leggings.
Yes.
There you go. Okay. There's your first 10. Next question is worth 20.
How many holes do you have in your left ear?
Is that including like the holes we hear out of? Or just like
no. Ear piercing?
That's a good question.
Two. You one do? In each. No, one in each.
How so many in your left ear? Amber?
Oh, one.
One.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's good.
I didn't think that question would be so complicated.
No, she's clarifying.
She is. Questions. That's great.
Nervous. Yeah, nervous.
All right. So there's $20. Next question's worth $30.
When you guys were working together, who would have been most likely to clog a toilet?
I'm going to say Taylor.
No, oh my God. Offended.
I mean, not between the two of you. I mean, in the office.
Oh, I thought it meant between us.
No. And, okay. And the whole, which of your coworkers would have been most likely to clog the toilet?
I'm going to say, I don't know, John? No.
No. Wrong on both counts. She guessed Sam.
Yeah. You coming hungover?
Is Sam male or female?
He's male.
It's a dude. All right.
Sorry.
It's all right. You're still in it.
We'd have an interesting list here at the office who would be the most likely to do that. Many, many potential culprits around
yes,
here.
Yes, definitely.
That's for sure. Okay. Who in your family thinks she's a bad influence on you?
Oh, man. My grandma?
I knew I should have said that.
Mm. Oh, did you say Shell?
I said your mom.
Is it my mom?
I don't know. I got panicked.
What? Okay.
Why grandma?
She's just very, like, set in her ways and, like, she just thinks I'm the most sweetest, innocent thing in the world. So.
And that one's not.
So we like to drink. And
that's
she,
what I said. Okay, I said that.
Yeah. She blames Taylor for your decisions.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. You might not be wrong.
All right, we're at the fifth and final.
Okay.
Yeah, you have $30 so far. So if you get this question right, you will double your money.
Yay. Yes. What is the most disgusting sexual experience you've ever had?
Oh, God. I have no idea.
I know.
The most disgusting. Wow. Okay. Oh God. There was like this random like foreign exchange person who like I invited to my apartment and he was just like the worst kisser in the whole entire world. It was just a horrible thing.
You're
and
talking
I, like,
about the Belgian tongue guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's the one.
We don't know his name.
Yeah. Okay.
And you don't.
Do you know
and
his
you really
name?
Don't recall his name?
Not only does she not know it now, but she always called him the wrong name that whole night. So that was great.
I know. I was going to try to come up with a name and hope it was right because I felt like that made me look bad. But
no, Belgian tongue guy. That works fine. Girl. Yeah, you got it.
It happened.
They're fine. Hey, gay, I got your money. How much money did they get?
You got $60,
oh,
guys.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. Congratulations. Amber, Taylor, it's a pleasure having
Thank you.
Thanks you. For coming on the Best Friend Game.
Thank you.
Buy you some drinks that your grandmother won't approve of.
Yes.
The only way to spend it.
After she leaves. Yes.
No, that's what we said on the way here. We're like, we're going to drink it.
Nice.
Well, if you'd like to come on the Best Friend Game, it's pretty simple. We have an online application you can fill out. Go to WKRQ.com, fill it out as best you can, and we'll be in touch. Kathy.
Hi, Jeff.
Welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you doing this morning?
Great. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Fantastic. We got your three headlines here. You pick the real one. And where are we sending them, Fritch?
We're going to send you to see Fortune at the Ensemble Theater.
Awesome. Here we go. It's a real winning. A couple gets into a brawl over the Kelly Clarkson show. Is it B, man divorces wife because she hates the Wheel of Fortune? Or C, woman attacks guy at IHOP for telling her her pants were too tight?
I'm going to go with C, IHOP.
No, it wasn't IHOP today.
Oh, man.
It was Kelly Clarkson today.
Wow.
A lot of passion for that show out there, apparently.
I guess so.
Yeah, you remember back in the day, people did their brawling when they were on daytime talk shows like Jerry. There is a 61-year-old woman named Linda Donahauer from Clearwater, Florida, and last week she was watching the Kelly Clarkson show. The episode was a look back at the best moments on the Kelly Clarkson show.
Okay.
Since checking notes, it debuted in September, so that must have been quite a few months.
Quite a highlight reel.
Yeah. Anyway, Linda's 51-year-old boyfriend, Ronald Meyer, he wouldn't stop talking, which was distracting Linda, and she got so annoyed, she punched him to get him to be quiet, and he punched her back.
Oh, my God.
So the cops came, and they were both arrested for domestic battery.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson!
Cops say they've been together for 14 years, and were both drunk at the time.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson!
Wasted.
Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Crazy Stupid Love. I came across that over the weekend.
Oh, I love that movie.
I love that movie, too. I love Ryan Gosling in that movie so much, I can hardly stand
it. It's just such a cute one.
It is. It's adorable. And Steve Carell is cute, too.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.